Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Nancy Zalek, the president of the Mankato Area Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
We've never done a program on community foundations before, so you get to be the first interview.
That's wonderful.
So, this is something that actually goes on in lots of communities throughout the state of Minnesota. And, of course, we're most interested in outstate rural Minnesota. And quite frankly, there are quite a few community foundations scattered around, aren't there?
There are a lot of community foundations in Minnesota. I don't have an actual number for you, but I actually belong to a group we call ourselves the Minnesota Independent Community Foundation, and we're mostly outstate. And we get together, as I often say, it's a very collegiate group that likes to share knowledge and expertise. And really, we're here to put the spotlight on philanthropy and our communities and how that philanthropy can benefit the community into the future.
You know, I know that for the Mankato Area Foundation, things kind of started out as sort of these projects, and it built from there. Is that a pretty common way that these community foundations start, or sometimes is it like one giant donor starts the thing off, or how does that happen?
It both ways. In the Mankato, our foundation started exactly like you said. There was a gentleman, Herman Miller, Miller Motors, back in the 60s, who raised money for the Civic Center. And he went around town, he raised quite a bit of money, and then the Civic Center never happened. And so he wound up having to give the money back. So the leaders in the community at the time decided that we needed to have a vehicle that could be that resource. They could accumulate funds for major projects like that. And so that's kind of how the community foundation happened in this community, and then proceeded to do that throughout the years. We did some major projects like the Red Jacket Trail and the Williams Nature Center, and some big projects happened because the community foundation was there for donors to give a tax-deductible contribution to. Other foundations have started exactly like you said. Somebody came in with a major donation, or they got a grant from McKnight or the Bush Foundation to get a community foundation started, and so they started that way. So they can come about many different ways.
And really, they're about enhancing the lives and livelihoods of the communities they serve, right?
That's exactly, yes. And we are a community of very generous people, and often they're trying to figure out, they have lived here, they have raised their children here, they're happy here, they are pleased with everything that this community has provided for them, and they're looking for a way to give back. And so the community foundation is that trusted resource to work with donors who want to give back to their community.
Well, thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Zalek, the executive director of the Mankato Area Foundation, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.